Let me read you some words that Isaiah wrote 700 years before Jesus was born. He said, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased its joy. The people rejoice before you as they rejoice at harvest time, as men rejoice in dividing the plunder. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish and sustain it with justice and righteousness from that time and forevermore." I've got some work for you to do. We know that Isaiah did all these prophecies, lots and lots of prophecies, where he heard from God and he told the people of God what God was saying to them 700 years before Jesus came around, was born in Bethlehem. Now, I've made some predictions, okay? They are not prophecies, all right? I'm not claiming this is a word from God, but I've made some predictions, and you've got them on your tables. I think this group of people down this side, you've got prediction number one, which is a bit lighthearted, okay? These people down here, you've got prediction number two in your envelopes. That's quite a serious one. And the people on this side, you've got prediction number three. That's a very serious one. What I want you to do is to open up your envelopes, look at the prediction, and then ask three questions, okay? How will this happen? When will this happen? And who will be involved in it happening? This is my prediction. At Wembley, a football team from Wiltshire will win the FA Cup. Okay, is anybody from this area willing to tell us how they think this could happen? Oh, hang on. Yes, Corinne.
The entire Manchester City team got free transfer to Swindon Town.
If Swindon Town bought up the entire Manchester City team. Manchester City joined Swindon. Okay, all right, that is one possibility. All right, anybody else? So, okay, so Swindon entered, everyone else goes sick. Yeah, anybody else? Oh, hang on, I'm asking this group at the moment. Yes, go on, Ruth. An American bought up Swindon Town and paid lots of money for it. I don't like this idea that Swindon Town are the only team in Wiltshire. I really don't like that. Let me tell you. Who is? Indeed, indeed. So, of the 732 teams that enter the FA Cup every year, do you know how many come from Wiltshire? 12. 12 come from Wiltshire. Swindon are the highest ranked, and then Chippenham are the second ranked. Okay. So when, let me ask you, when is this going to happen? It doesn't look very likely, does it? If it does happen, I would suggest it's going to happen in a very, very long time. It's not going to happen anytime soon. It's certainly not going to happen this season because they've already been knocked out, all 12. Okay? So it's going to be a very long time. And who would actually do it? Would it be Swindon or would it be another team? Could be Chippenham. Yeah? Could be Melksham, Corsham, who knows? It could be anybody. All right, now listen, I'm not sure that's going to happen anytime soon, but Isaiah, when he wrote, he wasn't sure when his prophecies were going to come true. He thought perhaps they might come true in his lifetime, but actually many of them didn't come true until 700 years later. So he wasn't sure when it was going to happen. He wasn't sure how it was going to happen, and he wasn't entirely sure who it was that was going to make it happen. He just knew that God would one day send someone into the world to change the world forever. And Isaiah, would you like to read out what you wrote all those years ago? Here it is.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
So there we have Isaiah 700 years before Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. Okay, he said This is what's going to happen. God had spoken to him, and Isaiah knew. He didn't know how, he didn't know who exactly, or he didn't know when it was going to happen. He just knew it was going to happen. And do you know what? Matthew, one of Jesus' friends, he comes along and says, yeah, whatever Isaiah said, yeah, it happened in Jesus. And so Matthew, talking to his Jewish friends, the Jewish readers, said, look, so many of the things that Isaiah and the other prophets said came true when Jesus was born, when Jesus lived, when Jesus died, when Jesus rose again. So Matthew, 700 years later, comes forward and says, yes, these prophecies have come true. They've been fulfilled. Okay, let's have a look at the next prediction. The next prediction was this group over here. Okay, and yours was a bit more serious than the last one. Okay, it was, in the USA, a woman will become president. All right. Now, some of you are thinking, yeah, I'd like to see that happen very soon. Some may be not so sure. What did this group think? Anybody come up with how it might happen? Go on then, Chris. Yeah.
And she was meeting with a lot of people, and she was
So they would stand for election, and hopefully everybody would vote for her, okay, possibly, and then she would become president. Yes, Imelda.
When there are no more men in America.
When there are no more men in America. Interesting answer, that. Yes, very good. Okay. Okay. What did you put down for when it might happen? Mark saying, what's that? Seems less likely at the moment than it has done in the past. Okay. Anybody else think when it might happen? You think it could happen soon? Within 12 years. Thank you. That was what I was going to say. If Joe Biden suddenly died, and we don't want that to happen, but Kamala Harris, the vice president, would be the first woman president. It could happen at any time. But it might happen many, many years' time. And that reminds me of what the prophecies were like for Isaiah. Let's have a look at something else he said. Can we read number two? Let's turn over to number two.
That's it. Okay, let's hear what Isaiah said.
Okay.
A voice of one calling, in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Okay, so Isaiah said this 700 years before Jesus was born, before he grew up. But then John the Baptist comes along and says, I'm the voice of the one calling. And in the wilderness, we need to prepare the way for, who is it? Jesus. We need to prepare the way for Jesus to make straight in the desert a highway for our God. So John the Baptist was stepping forward and saying, Isaiah said this all those years ago. He didn't know it at the time. He thought it might happen straight away, but actually it's happening right now. And so many of the prophecies we see in the Bible are prophecies that people thought could happen right now or might happen in many years to come. Well done. Okay, and the final one, the final prediction, which is a very serious prediction and one I think we would all love to see happen, is this one. Around the world, everyone will have enough to eat. Everyone will have enough to eat. Does anybody from this side of the room like to tell us? Yes. What? When do you?
We need to save food for other people.
Very good. Yeah, we don't want to waste it, do we? We need to make sure that the food we have, we are either using or making sure that other people use. Very good. Anybody else? How and when is this going to happen? Go on, Jack. Yep. When we don't waste food. Do you know what the biggest problem with people being hungry is? It's not that there isn't enough food. The problem is that the people are in war zones. They're in conflicts. And we can't get the food to them, or they've moved from their homes and they've moved somewhere else, and they've moved somewhere else where there isn't any food. 80% of all the people that are hungry in the world today are living in conflict, which is one of the reasons why they haven't got enough to eat. There is enough food in the world, but tonight some 780 million people around the world will go to bed hungry. Now, that's better than it was 20, 30 years ago, but it's not as good as it should be. And the World Food Programme, who took this picture, say, of all the different problems we have in the world, this one is one of the most solvable. We can do it. We've got enough food. We've got the means to get the food to the right people. We just need to have the will to do it. And it may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow. It may not happen next year. But it could happen in our lifetimes that everybody has enough to eat. And this reminds me of another prophecy that Isaiah came out with all of those years ago. Isaiah, have you got your number 3 prophecy here? Here we go. Here it is.
The Spirit of the Lord God is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners.
Thank you very much. So Isaiah wrote that 700 years before Jesus was born. And it isn't Matthew that talks about this. It isn't John the Baptist talks about this. Jesus himself talks about Isaiah. On one occasion, he was in his hometown of Nazareth, and he was in the synagogue, like their local church, and he stood up and he read this passage from Isaiah. And at the end of it, he said, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, what Isaiah was saying about the Spirit of the Lord being upon me, it's me. I'm the one that you've been waiting for. Jesus didn't go around saying, "I'm the Messiah, I'm the Messiah," but he made it very clear that he was the one that everybody had been waiting for. So sometimes it was Matthew, sometimes it was John the Baptist, sometimes it was Jesus himself, all confirming that Isaiah's prophecies and many other people's prophecies were being fulfilled in Jesus. Now you might think that's the end of the matter, but it's not, because there's one other prophecy which we haven't looked at today, which I'd like us to look at. There are lots of prophecies in Isaiah, but would you like to read that out for us, Eva?
"See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. The sound of weeping and crying will be heard no more."
So Isaiah is saying there will come a time when there will be a new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, but be glad and rejoice in what I will create. This is God saying that one day he will change the world forever, not just through Jesus coming into the world and starting that change, but will come in the most amazing way. And at Advent time, as we remember Jesus coming into the world the first time, it's also a time for us to remember that Jesus will come again into the world, or will appear again in this world. And on that day, he will take all those who love him to be with him, and he will create a new earth. And when you read the news and you listen to the news and you feel like groaning at the news, well, you're not alone. The Bible says the whole of creation groans because we're not yet in the state, not yet in the situation where the new earth has been created. You know, if you're feeling a bit hopeless this morning, if you're feeling as though everything's going wrong, and it might be financial, it could be health, it could be the state of the world, let me reassure you that the Bible says there is hope for the future. And whatever may happen now, whatever may happen tomorrow, one day the world will be restored. And it will be as it should have been at the very beginning, as it was at the very beginning, with no sin, with no death, with no heartache, with no pain, with no greed, no hunger, no conflict, no war, no conflicts in our families and in our homes. Everything will be different. And Jesus says that day will come. We don't know when it will come. It might happen today. It might happen tomorrow. It might happen in a year's time. It might not happen in our lifetimes. But it's going to happen, just as all these other prophecies have happened through Jesus. Do you know, when I was a little boy, I go to a church in my home town of Leatherhead in Surrey, and I used to hear speaker after speaker standing up saying, "It's happening soon. Jesus is coming soon. It's going to happen in my lifetime." And all those preachers are now dead. It may not happen in our lifetime, but it is going to happen. Because when Jesus makes a promise, when God makes a promise, he always keeps it. There is always hope for the future, because Jesus holds that future.